بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Mr. President, fellow ministers, Madam Director General, Excellencies, delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh and a good afternoon. Brunei Darussalam would like to congratulate the Director General on her aspiring address, which encompasses the full spectrum of health issues and priorities. We fully support the operating strategies and actions spearheaded by WHO in addressing health challenges towards protecting global health and well-being. The trend in climate change has been very worrying, not just at a global level, but also at country level. It has resulted in a rise in climate-sensitive health problems, thus adding further pressure on health systems which are already overburdened with existing challenges, such as escalating healthcare costs and heavily prevalence of non-communicable diseases, amongst others. Thus, Brunei Darussalam commends WHO for placing the important theme, the link between climate and health, high on the Assembly's agenda and calling for full commitment and affirmative action from the global community to mitigate climate change and promote the strengthening of health system resilience towards it. We also applaud WHO for choosing this year's World Health Day theme, vector-borne diseases, which is certainly in line with this August Assembly's theme. Brunei Darussalam is not spared from experiencing environmental impacts of climate change, which affects health, such as transboundary haze, temperature changes, increased rainfall, and extreme weather phenomenon resulting in landslides, floods, and strong winds. They serve as a reminder that we need to be more respectful of our environmental and that national, regional, and global concerted efforts must be enhanced to effectively address the causes and minimize the impact of climate change. Brunei Darussalam has seen a shift in the pattern of vector-borne diseases in recent years, whereby some vector-borne diseases, which were either not present in the country before, are now being reported, such as chikungunya, while diseases previously in low numbers, such as dengue, have seen an increase in incidence. Although the cause is multifactorial, the effects of climate change may have significantly contributed to promoting the conditions that favor the spread of these diseases. Brunei Darussalam strongly believes that multi-sectoral collaboration, including the implementation of related policies beyond health, are crucial in ensuring that comprehensive strategies are executed to slow down climate change and prevent its consequences from escalating further. This responsibility should not lie solely on the government, but should extend to include the private sector, civil societies in communities, right down to the individual level. Furthermore, in effectively addressing the impact of climate change, a coordinated whole of government and society approach needs to be in place. Towards this, Brunei Darussalam has already established multi-sectoral preparedness plans at both national and institutional level, including the Strategic National Plan for Disaster Risk Reduction, Public Health Emergency Operation Plan, and Major Medical Emergency Plan for hospitals. My fellow ministers, ladies and gentlemen, there is already clear and strong evidence that climate change is detrimental to public health. Do we really want to see a world overburdened with climate-sensitive diseases, which adds to untold human sufferings? all due to human activities impacting on Mother Nature? The answer is definitely a resounding no. Therefore, we have to take accelerated and concerted action now. To conclude, Brunei Darussalam fully supports WHO's continuous work and commitment in leading the health component of United Nations response to climate change. Let us work together at all levels in ensuring the protection and preservation of the environment for the benefit of all mankind now and for our future generation. By doing so, we will align with global commitments and actions in ensuring sustainable socio-economic development. Thank you very much.